interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, here's a speeder that got caught by a bear in the air. The cops in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, decided to do a... They had a traffic safety division task force. And they teamed up with the aviation unit for a speed control operation on Maryland Route 10, a 7-mile expressway that runs from Pasadena to Glen Burnie. And they said, overall, within a 2.5-hour period last Friday, they made 19 stops, issued 24 citations, and gave 5 warnings for what they called egregious speed violations. One of the department's helicopters was hovering above the road, relaying some information on some captured speeders when they had one dude go by. They said, from the sky, the aviation unit managed to observe multiple speeders going over 100 miles an hour and tagged a Ford Mustang 169 miles an hour. It's a 55 there on Route 10. Most of the stops, the drivers were going more than 30 miles over the speed limit. And the fine for going 40 miles over the speed limit is $530. I don't know about the dude going 169 in a 55, but have you ever been pulled over by an air patrol?
No. Oh, I thought those were just like tickets that were mailed to you.
No. Well, we got one going to the gorge one time. We're just passing Ellensburg, going to make the Ellensburg to Vantage run where people kind of start to speed up. And then as we're... There's two cops on side of the road, and he looked right at Taryn's car, and he flashes kind of like a light at him, and he kind of waves her down and says, you, pointed right at her and said, pull over. And so we thought, okay. And then sure enough, one of the cops pulled up to us, and I think they pulled 3 or 4 people over at the same time. And they said the cop in the air, the plane, had you at 81, 85, 89, 81. They were tracking her for a while.
You need to wonder when they're trying to get pull over 3 or 4 cars. Like, what if one of the guys just like keeps going? I mean, he's got 3 other cars he's got to deal with. Does he have time to like, hey, that one got away? Or does he like, screw it, I got 3 of the 4. That's good enough.
I think that's maybe why there's 2 of them there. Because if one of them keeps going, one of them's going to follow you. And they still have that plane up there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got pulled over by a plane, you got an air ticket. Brad and John at KISM.com. Tell me about it.
Who was that busted for having sex on the patio at Starbucks in Florida? Was that really Pastor Paul?
Was that the 12-ounce or the grande?
It was Pastor Paul. Pastor Paul, he teaches ministry online.
Oh, yeah. I bet he does. With a bunch of visual aids.
Yeah. And this isn't the first time he's been accused of doing this, the pastor, at the Starbucks. The pastor was on the patio, and he was patioing.
Impassioned on the patio.
Patioing himself is what he was doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. While customers inside the restaurant saw everything through the store's plate glass facade.
Plate glass pleasuring?
Yeah. He's been charged with exposure.
For Pastor Pat?
Paul.
Pastor Paul, yeah. Paul Pull. Pulling Paul.
Bond was set at $1,000. He had similar charges at the same location some time ago.
At what point do you just get 86? At what point do they put your, picture up above the cash register and say this dude ain't welcome here no more?
The Pulling Padre is no longer welcome at the Starbucks.
And sometimes they just make it too easy for the cops. Like this couple in Michigan. They went shopping in an unnamed store recently and just thought they'd take 3 air conditioning units and put them on a cart and wheel them over to the self-checkout. Must be hot in Michigan. 3 air conditioning units that they plan to resell, apparently. They scanned a Reese's candy, and that's it. They had the 3 air conditioned units. They scanned a candy, paid for it, and left. They loaded the AC units into a vehicle and took off, but the cops caught up to them because the couple left 2 things behind, John, at the self-checkout kiosk. A purse with an ID in it. That helps the cops. And that purse also had a crack pipe inside. So you get the crack pipe, the ID, and the video of them loading the three air conditioners onto a cart.
What else do you want?
What else do you want? Signed,
sealed, delivered. Anything else I can give you? Yeah. That's the whole package right there.
It's all done.